When you don't have faith for anything, there's no joy. Amen. 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 There's no joy. Amen. If it is, it's fabricated. Amen. It's not real. I'm talking about the joy of the Lord, Amen. Which is our strength. Hebrews 11:3. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. Amen. So that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Through faith we understand. How important is that? Listen to me, it's through faith that you understand. It's not through your cognitive applications. You can read the Word of God all you want, but until you believe something, Amen. You're not going to fully understand it. Amen. I'm talking about when it comes to the things of God. It's through faith. Amen. Stop being so top-heavy. Education is good. I encourage education, but don't just get edumacated and then you don't have any faith. Amen. You're just stuck on facts. There's something that far supersedes facts. It's called faith. And I'm not talking about how the world describes faith. I'm talking about the biblical faith. I'm talking about the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ, the faith that he delivered to the church. Amen. So we walk by faith. We don't allow things to crowd us, because it will block you from understanding. Understanding is important. Wisdom will build a house. Knowledge will fill the house. But understanding is the foundation of the house. Amen. See, that understanding, this is important. Understanding is what will keep you in storms. Amen. See, when the wind starts to blow and the rain starts to descend and things look bleak for a season and it don't look like it's happening right away, and what you were believing God for, the devil trying to convince you otherwise. But see, you understand that through faith, yes. Through faith you understand, yes. That this too, tell somebody, this too shall pass. All of us in here have been through storms before. Yes. Storms come and go. Yes. Is that right? Yes. But the house that's built upon the rock, yes. Amen, the house that's built upon the rock, the house that has understanding, the house that has a solid foundation, it's still there after the storm passes. And it's going to remain there. So these are just the phases by which God operates. Before faith speaks, it frames out the outcome. Is that right? In our heart, it's not so much a head thing. It's a heart thing. The head is not going to comprehend everything. It's cognitive. It gathers by learning. The heart is revelatory. It gathers by knowing. See, sometimes in your head, you don't quite understand it. And you don't quite see it. But at the same time, in your heart, you see it. Your heart is telling you. The heart is bearing witness to it. And you get excited, but the head don't want to act right sometimes. Because the head is listening to other people. The head is listening to other stuff. The head is listening to CNN. The head is listening to that and that, oh, that experience and that. But your heart is telling you something different. Because the heart is connected to the spirit man. Come on, it's connected to the spirit, and the spirit is knowing. That's revelatory. See, Jesus said, upon this rock, this revelation, this dimension, will I build my ecclesia. There's a lot of things we know. But some things that you know aren't revelation to you. It's just information. But you know, like I know, when you get a revelation on something, a herd of wild horses can't take you off of it. Because you know God told you that. Amen. Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood didn't reveal this to you, but my Father which is in heaven. You didn't learn this in school. There's a lot of good things you learn in school. But revelation is knowing. It's different when you know versus you have learned. That's important. You see, we become fully persuaded the more we choose to meditate on the Word of God. You meditate less on your problems. You meditate less on a lot of different things, and you meditate. I like to say it this way. If you meditate, you may be able to stop, or you may do away with Medicaid. The more you meditate, the less you medicate. I believe the Word can take us over. Amen. I earnestly believe the Word. God is a healer today. He's a deliverer today. I think the challenge is we just don't go far enough. I believe we just don't go all the way. People get a good feeling, they get off. Find a little bit of result and get off. How about we go all the way? Till the whole creation starts to change. Because the sons of God have begun to manifest. To where you say, it ain't going to rain today. Because I got some outdoor activities. I'm barbecuing today. There ain't no rain coming today. In Jesus' name. And you know, the thunder starts clapping, and then it stops. I say, well, we better go on across the street here. See, some people laugh at that. I've seen that happen. We have been out doing activities, and here come the rain. And we say, in Jesus' name. No. We out here in the name of the Lord. We got the Lord's business we taking care of. It ain't going to rain in Jesus' name. And guess what? A strong wind came. How many was out there on the property that the cloud was coming, and it, we knew, oh, Lord. We started speaking to it. The wind started coming out of the south. That cloud that was coming right over us went around us. It rained all the way around us and then behind us. Y'all didn't hear what I'm saying? That's just a little taste of what he can do. If you believe. See, your declaration is causative. Sometimes, let me encourage you, stop putting up with circumstances. Well, look like, well, Lord Jesus, look like another delay. Wait a minute. I've been running through airports. Got in fellowship. I remember in Houston one time. Got in fellowship, and I knew. I said, oh, Lord. Because, you know, I don't like missing Sunday. And it was coming back and get back here Saturday night. And I knew. I mean, they kept me. I said, man, y'all done messed me up. Got me to the airport, and you got to ride them trains and stuff. I mean, it's a big airport. I said, no. I said, that plane ain't leaving. I said, I don't care. You stay right there till I get there. I ran through the airport. And, you know, I kind of missed God in this. Because my spirit was telling me just to relax. But I wasn't relaxed. I feel I'm going to run like an OJ, you know, just jumping over stuff. I'm going to get to that plane. Got to the plane, and the line of people was still standing out there. The plane had been delayed getting in. Come on. And I knew it was, it had to have been, had to do with declaration. So let's not be so hesitant. But let's form in our heart what is the end result that we want. Amen. Amen. And you know, we're not, you know, trying to do stuff that's outside God's will.
Amen.
You understand what I mean? No, not enough foolish stuff. You know it's in God's will. You know it's in God's will for you to prosper. You know it's in God's will for you to be favored. God wants your hands, what you do with your hands, to prosper. God wants you to be in good health. God wants you to have a sound mind. God wants you with healthy relationships. All these things. God wants you to be blessed and highly favored in this world. So don't ever forget that. So the heart must be fully persuaded. Another thing, envision yourself living in the promise. What would it be like? You believe in God for a new home? Go look at some homes. Walk up in there. Jump on the bed. Sit on the couch. Go in the fridge. See if it feels like you. I'm just using these things. A car. You believe? What kind of car? Oh, any kind of, no. All right, wait, but he'd give you a jalopy. Purpose. Go to the dealership.
Amen. Amen.
You ain't got no money? Act like you got money. Where's the top of the line? Go get in the top of the line. Are y'all hear what I'm saying? Do some activate. Put some possibility, some potential in the atmosphere. Stop being on lockdown. My income. Didn't ask you about your income. He's concerned with your faith. Hello? All right? Tell somebody, live in the promise until it becomes real in our experience. Envision it. You've heard me share little areas of, in my personal life where God did these things. And I'm sure he's done it before for you too. But let's not forget how it operates. Amen? Number two, first of all, God determines what he wants, right? That's the first thing. Know that our senses are relentlessly bombarded with voices and sounds from the world. So that's somewhere you have to set up some boundaries as to what you listen to and gather evidence as to what you are believing God for.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.restlifefl.com. That's www.restlifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Hi there, this is John Nelson with FamiliesRecover.org. We offer hope and support for families being torn apart by addiction, enabling healthy decision-making that leads to a productive and meaningful lives. You can reach us at 772-285-5828.
The Bible says that whatever your need is, that he will supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory. So tonight, take your burdens and your cares to the Lord and leave it there. He's already provided.